The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Gone. It's Friday again. Tonight, we're going to spend some time doing something different. And I really enjoy these kinds of conversations. They are with people who have experienced things that most people will never experience. And many of them, if they do experience, they won't talk. They don't talk about them. This gentleman, we will call him Jack, has had a number of experiences, which we're going to explore in some detail. These are always fun. They're fascinating. You've heard the story, you longtime listeners. You know about Valiant Thor, right? Val Thor and the book Stranger in the Pentagon. I think I got the name right. It's quite an interesting story. Dr. Frank Stranges, 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 and his coverage of Valiant Thor. It's remarkable, the whole story. And it's made more remarkable because we have photographs of this gentleman. We've shown them many times on the program and on the site as well. And Jack, who has had encounters with, apparently, people who know and work with Valiant Thor, i.e. they're not from this planet, are involved. And when Jack met them, he didn't know anything about this whole Val Thor story. So we're going to find out now. Let's say hello to Jack. Jack, welcome to the program. Thanks very much for being here and offering to share your memories. They sound fascinating.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And thanks for the opportunity of telling this story. I've never told it publicly. I've only told it privately to a few people.
Well, thank you. You picked the right place. This is the right audience. They're open-minded. They know what's going on to a large degree, larger than most average people. And the simple fact that this planet has been visited and is being visited and is being co-inhabited is not something that they all reject. So they're wide open to hear what you experienced. Good.
Great. I'll just give you a little background. I've never worked for the military, never worked for the federal government, just a normal average guy. And
we need more normal average people, Jack.
Yeah,
that's not a joke. We got too many prima donnas and too many entitlement people now and victims, and a lot of them are victims. I'm not saying they aren't. We've got real trouble, but it's good to hear you're just a regular American citizen and you've experienced things like this. So first, before we get into them, what kind of a childhood did you have? Did you have anything unusual happen to you as a kid?
No, not at all. I was born in a small town in southeast Pennsylvania, and just had a beautiful childhood. 6 years of Catholic school and then 6 years of public school. I'm not really practicing, but I believe in God. I'm spiritual.
Sure.
And after that, I went down to New Jersey and worked in the casinos for over 10 years. And
really? At Atlantic City?
Yeah. Right.
10 years.
Then after
10, may I ask? I don't want the name, but what did you do in the casinos?
Well, I was predominantly a dealer of blackjack and roulette.
Uh huh. All right. Very good. Go ahead.
So I spent probably about 12 years there, and then left and came out to Las Vegas, Nevada, and you know, been out here pretty much ever since. Met a woman.
How many years
from New York.
About? How many? Hold on. How many years about in Las Vegas now? About.
It's got to be about 27.
Well, okay. I used to work there. I worked there for 3 years, so probably when you were there. Anyhow, it's an interesting town it's having trouble. Let's put it that way. All right. So
yes.
you met a young lady. Tell us about that.
I met an Italian lady, and she was also Catholic. She was from New York, and we met out here and,
in Vegas.
And we were together for about 22 years, and then she passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was hoping for a better ending than that.
You never know what life's going to bring.
You know, and thank you for saying that, Jack, because I do repeat this occasionally. Every day is a blessing. And for God's sakes, don't take people who mean something to you and for whom you have feelings or appreciation, don't take them for granted. Always be around them as if you might not ever see them again, because that happens sometimes. It just does.
Yeah, that's so true.
Very good. Okay, so you're living in Las Vegas, still in the casino, or were you still in the casino business, I guess is the way to phrase it now, in most cases.
And as you said, I knew nothing about this story, had no idea whatsoever, I didn't find out until sometime later about the story of the stranger at the Pentagon and Frank Strange's, and I knew nothing about it at the time when it happened to me.
You know, Mike, I don't want to belabor this, but with all the years of dealing and roulette, you get to know people in a way that few can. You see people, you watch their behavior, you see their faces. You must have seen 500,000 people or more during all those years. A lot of people.
Oh yeah. You become like an armchair psychologist. Yeah, you see the best and the worst of people. You see people from all over the world, and you pretty much know people. I would say that I've dealt with them all my life. So, to give you a little backstory, I was working at a place back in the middle 2000s, and there was a young lady. She had reddish hair. She used to sit at the slot machine, and she never really talked to anybody, and another coworker told me that that she was a hooker. So
This is in Las Vegas?
Right.
Jack? Okay. Yeah, very good.
So we just gave her the nickname Strawberry, and because of her, red hair. So I just have to tell you that because the frame of mind I was in when I first had this experience. So come to 2015. 2015, on what they call a dead roulette table. There's no players at the table, and I'm standing there waiting for customers to come up.
Okay.
And this was in June of 2015. I see this red-haired girl, and she's coming from out on the street into the casino, and just like a beeline, just coming right towards me, and a big smile. Well, at first I thought it was this hooker, a strawberry. So, you know, that was my first impression. Well, as she got closer, I realized it wasn't. It wasn't this girl we called Strawberry.
Okay.
So this girl appeared to be about 35 years of age. She had natural, I've seen a lot of dyed hair and bad toupees and you know, just about every hairstyle you could think of.
Yeah.
So she came up. You could see that it wasn't dyed hair. And, you know, to tell you the truth, you really do not see too many natural redheads anymore. Matter of fact, they say that they're going extinct. So it wasn't too bright. It wasn't too dark. It was more like an auburn color. It was shoulder length. It was more wavy than it was curly, but it looked natural.
Okay.
And
what was her skin complexion like?
It was fair. I wouldn't say that she was pale, but very fair. You could see that she had no makeup or very little makeup on whatsoever. She was wearing jeans and I forget exactly what kind of top. But very nice. And she came up and the first thing she did was look at my name tag and she said, you know, what do you like being called? And she said, ba, ba, ba. And, and I said, so-and-so is fine. And then she already had chips in her hand. She already had $5 chips in her hand. When she walked through the door, came up to the table, she already had chips in her hand. And she made like three bets on the roulette table on the color red. And she ended up winning all
Jack,
three
bets. Jack, hold on. Okay. This very nice looking mid-30s redhead, and I agree, I don't see many natural redheads anymore either. That's an interesting observation. I just don't. She comes up to the table. There's no one at the table. It's a dead roulette table. She looks at your name tag and she asks you what you want to be called. That's not probably too normal, is it, of customers to look at you and engage you like that?
Not right off the bat. I mean, and it was just the way she was smiling and so happy, you know, and when she made the beeline and coming right up to me, it was like, at first impression was, I was thinking when she was smiling that, and she was coming up to the table, I was thinking she was trying to schmooze me and, be real nice to me because she wanted to win. And what I was thinking in my head was, oh, you're not going to win, honey. Because I thought she was, just playing a game with me.
Wait a minute. Said something interesting, Jack. Hold on. That she's thinking she's going to win if she schmoozes you, right? Okay. Does that suggest that you have some kind of control as an operator on a roulette wheel as to who wins and who doesn't? Is that common knowledge? Is that true?
Well, I'll tell you. There's a lot of servicemen that come to Las Vegas. There's Nellis Air Force and there's Area 51. And when I would get these guys from Area 51 and I'd ask them, about extraterrestrials, they'd always come out with the same answer. I can neither confirm nor deny. So I'm going to give you the same answer as far as roulette. I can neither confirm nor deny.
All right. Fair enough. All right. I like that Area 51 thing. I hadn't even thought about that. And for those of you who don't know, very few people live at Area 51. They commute, and they commute on Janet Air. And they fly 737s for the most part, and they go back and forth. They go They used to go to China Lake before that was destroyed. I guess they go to 51 and they go to Tonopah. I think they fly out to Tonopah now too. So Area 51 people are very special. How is it that you could spot an Area 51 employee at your table? They don't wear name tags.
Well,
so how did you do it?
You can see with the military haircut, and you'd say military. Or if you had to, you know, some guys are young, and if you had to ID them, and they would give you a military ID. So you know, it wasn't hard. It wasn't hard.
Okay. So you've seen an Area 51 ID? Does it say Area 51 on it?
I've just seen military IDs, but I've actually been up there, you know, where the little alien end is.
Sure.
In Rachel, Nevada.
Yeah,
I've actually been there before. But she comes up to the table and she made a bet, and what I noticed was this was in 2015 that these $5 chips looked like they were from like the 80s. I mean, very old, but, you know, they were the name of the casino on the chip. And, you know, so I think I might have said to my supervisor, you know, look at this. And she said they were good. So, you know, we let her bet them. You know, they were that casino's chips. They were just old ones. I looked at her eyes and I said to her, I said, you have the greenest emerald eyes I've ever seen. And it was something about the pupil that was a little different. I can't remember exactly. And I asked her if she had contacts in it. She said no. And so I said, have you ever heard that song, Green Eyed Lady? And she said yes. And I said, you know, I used to like to do, you know, trivia questions sometimes to people. And so I said, do you know who sang that song? And she came out immediately. Now, you have to remember, the band that sang Green Eyed Lady is from the 60s. She appears to be 35. And she came out with the answer immediately and said, Sugarloaf. And I was amazed. I said, how did you know that? And she said, well, I just remembered it. I asked her, I said, you know, where are you from? And she came out and said, Venus. And I said to myself, I'm thinking to myself, why is she messing with me? I'm being nice to her. And I thought she was being a smart ass and, you know, giving me, you know, that she's from Venus. So, you know, I didn't say anything. You know, you get a lot of strange people. You get people that are drunk. You get people pretending they're somebody else. I mean, you know, I've seen so many people in my life. So, you know, I just let it slide. And, a gentleman walked up and I forgot to tell you, she appears to be about 6 feet tall. And, this gentleman walks up and he looks just very plain, average guy, dark, short hair. He's shorter than her, maybe 5'10". Just, you know, pretty average. And the first thing I was thinking to myself, you know, what is she doing with this guy? You know? And the first thing you think is, you know, well, he's got a lot of money or, you know, he's got a big, you know what?
Understood.
So they were like talking to each other, standing back from the game. They never sat down and he never gambled. And they were standing back from the game a little bit, and they were like looking at me and talking. And I said, "What?" And they said, "Well, you look like a friend of ours." And you know, I was used to people saying, "Oh, you look like Steve Martin," or "You look like this person," you know, to me. So I expected them to say something like that. And they came out and they said, "Well, his name is Val." And I said, "Well, I don't think I ever knew anybody by the name of Val, except for Val Kilmer, the movie star." And so then they came out and said, "Well, his last name is Thor." And I said, "Well, that's like Marvel Comics, you know, ancient mystical Greece." And
Quick question, Jack, if I might. Are there any other players at the table, or have just those two appeared so far? Is that it? Is that the whole game?
Just those two. Yep, the whole time this happened. It was just them.
Okay, okay. Now, and again, this is around 2015, you said, I think?
June 2015.
So it's 5 years ago, a little more. Okay, hold on a second right there. This is really fun and fascinating. I get the picture. You've laid it out very, very eloquently, and this is good. We'll follow it up with Jack in just a few minutes. Hold on, and please do pay attention to the sponsors. Don't just let it slide by. They are all critical for your health and well-being. Be right back. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Jack. Great story already. This is remarkable. All right, they're standing there, and she has never sat down. They're standing and playing. How common is that at a roulette table?
It's not too uncommon.
Okay.
You know, some people that just want to play what they call on the outside bets will, you know, just play, you know, a few hands, and then they see some numbers on another roulette table, and they'll go over there and make some bets over there, and they jump around. But, she looked at my name tag, and she could see that, you know, the town I was from in Pennsylvania. And she said, that's on the East Coast, right? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, I haven't been there. But she was happy to tell me that, because she would be happy to offer up information at times. And she said, well, I've been to Washington, D.C. Well, you know, the story is that the spaceship landed outside of Washington, D.C., and they took Valiant Thor to the Pentagon. And then when they left there, they flew to Lake Mead, which is out here in Las Vegas. And I asked, I said, you know, because I would ask people, I said, oh, you staying in the hotel here? And they said they were staying with friends at Lake Mead. So that was another strange thing. But at the time, I didn't know anything about this story.
So again, she said at that point, how does she bring up the name? Just repeat this, if you would, of Val Thor to you. I'm going to reset
They were just talking to each other and looking at me, and I said, what? And they said, well, you look like a friend of ours, Val, and then said his last name was Thor. And that's how that came up. Let me see. it's a crazy story, but
you're doing a wonderful job. Just take your time. We have plenty of time. So she's dressed again, jeans, a top, but it's her eyes and that natural red hair that is really just standing out. The emerald green eyes, that would do it.
Right.
Now, how did that sit with you? Go ahead.
Well, it was quite different. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of people in my time, but it was just, you know, different. And she was very, very beautiful.
Now, when she said, I'm from Venus, you just kind of filed that and moved forward, right? You just filed it. It's a little prank line, ha, ha, ha. You just went on. You didn't hang on that and think about it. Just...
No.
Slip by. Okay.
No.
All right.
I just thought she was messing with me for some reason.
Sure.
But I do remember she had one piece of jewelry around her neck. It appeared to be gold to me. And it was unusual because I had never seen that design before. And it was a triangle. And it was an open triangle. And not in the very top point, but down off inside the triangle on the right-hand side, there was a diamond. And so it was unusual. I never saw that design before. And so I asked her, I said, you know, I've never seen that design before. That's different. And she said, it represents my planet. That's what she said. And so, you know, I didn't know what to think. I mean, first she told me she was from Venus, and now she's saying that. So I didn't know what to think. But, you know, I try not to think about things too much. But
This is really very, very interesting. It's a gold triangle with a diamond on the bottom right, I guess, as you're looking at it, be her left corner of it. And she said, that represents my planet. A gold
right.
How big how big was the triangle? What, an inch on a side, or is it smaller?
I'd say an inch and a half to 2 inches.
So it's pretty good size. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the diamond wasn't up in the top point. It was just down to the down on the right hand side a bit, you know, like a little offset from the top.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at one point she asked me if I knew Dr. Strange's, and I didn't know anything about this, and I said no, but I know the movie Dr. Strangelove, and I said, you know, have you seen that movie? And she said, yeah. And
oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, do you like Peter Sellers? And she said, yeah. And she said, he played three parts in the movie. Well, I only thought it was two parts in the movie. But I went back later and looked at it, and he does play three parts in the movie. And the one thing she said to me was, she said, I didn't like the ending of the movie. And because at the ending of the movie, you know, all the planes were called back, but they didn't get the message on the one plane, and the guys still shot off the bomb. And, you know, at the end of the movie, you see the nuclear explosion. So I guess
see,
that's
now,
what
let
she
me, there's a
about.
Funny, I have, there's a funny angle to that movie. It's a little bit of an aside, but, the guy who piloted the B-52 that did not get the callback note that went ahead and delivered the warhead, for those of you who don't remember Dr. Strangelove, you must see the movie. That guy was a great actor. Slim Pickens was his name.
Yes.
Slim Pickens. I used to date his daughter. How's that for a wild one?
That's unbelievable. You know, so many things are intertwined, I find out. It's almost like a matrix, and I find that just everything just seems to be interconnected. You know, the more you get into this stuff.
Yeah, I went over to pick her up one time, and he was in the garage tinkering around. Really, in a hell of a nice guy. Really nice guy. Anyhow, please go ahead. Forgive the interruption. That I just wanted to put that out for fun.
That's all right. They were asking me if I wanted to, you know, come see their ship, right?
Well, come on.
I swear to God, I'm thinking about a boat. The whole time
like
I'm thinking
anchored
about
on
a boat.
Lake Mead, of course, yes.
So, you know, I said, well, you know, how big is it? And I think they said like 30 feet or something. I can't remember really. And I said, oh, because, you know, I remember when I was a kid, there was three of us. We were like 13. And the one friend's father, he wrote a book about the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah.
And we took the boat out on the Chesapeake, the three of us, and it was like 42 feet long. And matter of fact, the one kid almost drowned. We had to throw the little round dinghy and pull him out of the water because I don't think he was a good swimmer. But, you know, so I told him that story. And I said, well, what's the name of the boat? And because I said, you know, like risk. I said, this is what I said to him. I said, what's the name of the boat? Like, you know, Risky Business, or I don't know why I said this. But I said, you know, Risky Business, which was the boat that I think Gary Hart that was running for president, and he went and got caught fooling around on the boat, and it blew his whole chances for the presidency.
Yes. Yes.
So I mentioned that, and they said, it's called Victory One. So that's what they told me. The name of the, I'm saying boat, but they keep saying ship. But they're not saying spaceship. They just keep saying ship. So, and I said, well, where's it parked at? And they said San Felipe. And I said, San Felipe? I'm thinking California. I said, San Felipe, is that, you know, near San Clemente? And they said, no, it's south of San Diego. And I said, south of San Diego? I said, that's Tijuana. That's Mexico, right? I said, well, you know, at the time it wasn't safe to go to Mexico. I said, well, I'm not going to Mexico. I said, I don't even have a passport, you know? And so, you know, now I'm thinking that they're swingers. I'm thinking that they're trying to invite me on this boat, you know, to have sex or something.
Of course. Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I'm thinking, you know? So then she asked me where the poker room was. And I said, it's over there behind the bar. So she started walking away. And so I called the guy over. And I said, you know, hey, man, I said, you know, I asked her where she was from, and she said Venus. I said, why is she messing with me, right? And he says, this is what he said to me. He said, well, her family's from Newport. He didn't say she was. He said her family is from Newport. Well, I'm in Las Vegas. I'm thinking of Newport Beach, California.
Sure.
Right? So
which
I'm
is where
about
I grew
Newport.
Up, by the way. How's that?
Very strange, but I have this happen to me all the time. So I'm talking about Balboa Island and Newport, and then she came back.
Uh-huh.
And she wasn't even there for the conversation, and she says, no, Newport, Rhode Island, right?
And she was not even within earshot. She had walked away.
Right. So
this is crazy.
I said, you don't meet too many people from Rhode Island because you don't. But there used to be a big cosmetic jewelry business in Rhode Island, and we used to get them coming for a convention in Las Vegas years and years back.
Yeah.
But so I mentioned that to her. She didn't seem to know that. And I said, well, the Chinese probably, you know, got that whole market now. And she said, yeah, probably. And so I said, oh, yeah, the Rhode Island duck, right? And she said there's no such thing. And I said, oh, I think there is. Yeah, I think I've seen it on TV, but I don't think there is such a thing as a Rhode Island duck, but that's what I said. So they were standing there. They weren't betting at this time. And I asked her what her name was. And she kept saying something, but I couldn't understand, you know, if she was saying zeal or eel or I couldn't understand, and the guy spoke up, and he said, like, the color. Well, then it hit me, teal. And she's from in the story that Frank Strange tells about, you know, she was one of the occupants of the spacecraft with Valiant Thor, and her name is Teal. And I believe it's spelled T-E-E-L, not T-E-A-L.
Okay.
And said, so when she told me, you know, that I realized the name is Teal, I said, oh, well, I used to have a 86 Toyota MR2 that was teal in color. And she said, oh, I like those. And then she said the strangest thing, and I didn't know anything about this either. She said that her family and the Templars built the Newport Tower. And I didn't know what the Newport Tower was. I do now, but I'm thinking of like Trump Tower or the Eiffel Tower. I'm thinking of a building. And I said, the Knights Templars? And she said, yeah, in 1362. I said, 1362? I said, you know, Columbus didn't discover America till 1492. And, you know, they say that some Vikings were here, like Leif Erikson, but, you know, so that was another strange thing. I mean, I came to find out later that the Newport Tower is a stone structure with no roof, and they do believe it has a Venus alignment, and they do believe that it was built by the Knights Templar. But she told me that her family and the Templars built it in 1362. And so then she starts walking off, and the guy said, oh, there she goes again. I got to go. And so they left. Well, I went on break, and I come back from break. You know, you work an hour, you get a 20-minute break. And I come back from break, and I'm on a dead game again. There's no customers. And this guy, he looks like just an average, normal guy. Comes out of nowhere, comes right up to me, to my table, and this is what he said to me. He said, "Do you know that extraterrestrial women have a slit like this?" And he put his hand in the horizontal position, not in the vertical position. So I don't know if you can understand what he was telling me, but he's telling me that extraterrestrial women, that they're
physiologically
down below,
are 90, they're 180 degrees off.
Yeah.
How odd. All right. You got to be at this point really starting to scratch your head.
Well, and then he just walked off. After he said, I said to him, maybe that's better, right? And he said,
good
no,
answer.
It's not. Yeah, he says, no, it's not better. It's just that theirs is like this. And he put his hand in the horizontal position again. And then he just walked off. And then after that, I'm thinking to myself, boy, this has been a strange day, you know? And so that was the first encounter.
Okay, now that's, hold on, that's the end of one day, one encounter with these two. That wraps it up pretty much. He left, you didn't see her again, you finished your shift and went home. That's about it?
That's the first encounter, yeah.
Oh my. All right, now, let me just do a little bit for our listeners who may be new to this whole subject about Valiant Thor. And I would urge you to get Dr. Strange's book and read it. We have wonderful programs in the archives dealing with this, with pictures of Valiant Thor. I am also going to mention again that when most Americans, or most people anywhere, are given the word Venus, and if they know anything about the solar system, what do they think, Jack? They think, it's 800 degrees, it's a desert, it's beyond inhospitable, it's horrible. Well, we've learned long ago on this program that that's not the truth. And the Russians recently announced a new probe to Venus, by the way. The Venusians apparently live underground, under surface, which you go down a couple of feet and it's totally insulated from the heat on the surface. Or the pictures we have been given are bogus, either or. And Venus is our sister planet and is potentially quite habitable and looks very nice. That's just for openers. When she said Venus, I don't know what your knowledge or your idea of Venus was, but it was probably something like that. An oven, 800 degrees, no life, rocks, desert, that's it. Was that about it for you?
Yeah, that's, you know, my father was, he was a amateur astronomy guy, had his own little telescope, you know, so, you know, I had heard that it was very hot, and, from Strange's book, he says that they do live inside the planet.
Right.
So.
All the focus has been directed where, dear friends? To Mars, of course, and with good reason. Mars was home to an extraordinary civilization at one point. All you have to do is go look up Mars images, and there's wreckage everywhere, all over the damn planet. Something blew the hell out of it. We don't know what. Now, maybe the Mars people went underground, because we have pictures, photographs of extraordinary long tunnels, which appear to be glass-like. There's that. So, but we've all been directed toward Mars. Nobody spends any time talking about Venus, and it's always been suspicious to me. Okay, that was 5 years ago, June. That was quite a day for you. What did you think about when you wrapped up your shift and went home for the day? Did you file this away, or did you keep pondering it?
I just let it go. I mean, just another crazy day. I mean, I see bachelorette parties and you know, you see people dressed up, you know, for St. Patrick's Day and New Year's Eve. And it's, So you just it's just like a circus.
Now, did she, Jack, invite you directly to go to see our ship? That invitation was made. All right, we're not going to jump ahead here, but as you look back upon it, what would it have taken for you to have accepted that invitation to go see their boat anchored at Lake Mead, which wasn't at Lake Mead, it was in San Felipe, Mexico, or wherever? Could there have been something that they would have done to make you say, oh, all right, let's go see your boat or your ship? Or was it just completely...
Yeah, looking back on it now...
Yeah.
Yeah, looking back on it now, I wish I knew what the hell was going on. All they had to do was say spaceship, and I would have been in a different frame of mind and been more open to what was going on. But I had no idea. When they're saying ship, I'm thinking of a boat. And, so I don't know. In hindsight, I wish they just would have came out and said spaceship and would have told me some more, but they didn't. So,
okay. All right. Well, they're listening right now, so they're paying attention. They don't miss a thing. Please go ahead. That's an extraordinary first encounter on this program.
It gets crazier.
All right. Go ahead.
So it was 4 months later. It's October 2015, and me and my wife, we've never been to Palm Springs. So we decide we're going to take a 3-day trip, and we're going
now,
to go to Palm
Springs.
Now,
this is before your... Excuse me, Jack. I'm sorry. This is before your wife passed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I want to make that clear. Go ahead, please.
So it was October, about in the middle of October 2015. We go to Palm Springs. We stay in a nice hotel, a really nice hotel. And right across the street, there was a bar. And it was up on the second floor, and it had a balcony, which reminded me of like the French Quarter and down in New Orleans. And so I said, I'd like to sit up there. I think it was the temperature was about 93 degrees in the daytime. So at night when the sun goes down, and just to mention, every time I've met them, it's been at night. It's never been in the daytime. So I don't know if it has something to do with the sun. I don't know. But every time I've met them, it's been at nighttime. So me and my wife decide to go over there. Well, the entrance isn't in the front street. You got to go down the side street and then go up these steps to get up there.
Okay.
So walk in, and there's a waiter guy, and come to find out from him that his sister and her husband own the bar. It used to be in L.A., but they relocated it from L.A. to Palm Springs just shortly before that, maybe a year or two before. And they moved the whole bar just like you would move like an Irish pub bar from Ireland and bring it over to America all piece by piece, so that it was very authentic. It was a tiki bar. And so I go in, the waiter, we go out and walk out onto the balcony because I know that's where I want to sit. And I look to the left, there's a bunch of people and they're sitting over there, and there's one guy on a guitar. And then I looked to the right, and I wanted to sit down there because it was quieter. And so I looked to the right, and there's only one couple sitting over there, and they're sitting on the outside of the balcony side. And as the waiter's going to seat us, he says to this couple sitting there, "Do you mind if they join you down here?" And they said no. And we were seated right across the aisle from them on the inside of the balcony. They were on the outside overlooking the street. And, looked at the menu and ordered and stuff. And then I looked up and I realized, I remembered, and I said, this is the same couple that was on my game in Las Vegas 4 months ago, right? So here is Teal, the redhead with the green eyes, and she's with the same guy.
Is she dressed differently?
No, pretty much casual, the same casual dress. And so they're already sitting there when we walk in. And it looks like they're eating and drinking something, but what they're eating and drinking, I have no idea. So I think I just mentioned to my wife, you know, that couple over there, they were on my game in about 4 months ago. And I didn't remember the whole situation that took place in Las Vegas. You know, I pretty much just let go out of my head. And so now I'm thinking, well, they must be rich kids. They, you know, these people don't work. I mean, 4 months ago they're in Las Vegas, and now they're in Palm Springs.
Well, they used to call them trust fund babies. Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm thinking. And, you know, okay, they just pop around and party and live it up. So, you know, we really didn't have any conversation with them, just small talk. But I think I remember saying, you know, where did you guys drive in from? And they either said San Diego or L.A., but I can't remember. And whichever they said, I said, well, you know, how long does it take to get to Las Vegas from there? And I think it usually takes 4.5 hours. And they started laughing, and they said that the fastest they ever made it was in 2 hours and 40 minutes. And I said, how could you make it in 2 hours and 40 minutes? You'd have to be driving over 100 miles an hour. And, you know, aren't you afraid of getting a ticket? And they laughed and said, no, we just pay it. And now in the story that Strangest tells of Teal, she likes to drive fast. And when I was talking to her the first time I met her in Las Vegas and telling her about my car, the Teal Toyota MR2, I asked her what she was driving, and she was very proud to tell me that she was driving a V12 Jaguar. And and I forgot to tell you, in the first meeting when, you know, I was talking about Green-Eyed Lady, Sugarloaf, that band, and talking about that music, I asked her, I said, well, what do you listen to? And she said, well, right now I'm listening to Morgan James. Have you ever heard of Morgan James?
The name, I couldn't put much more to it than that. I've heard the name.
Morgan James is a great singer. She's got a YouTube channel. I think she went to Juilliard. And isn't it strange, around that same time period when I first met Teal the first time in the casino, Morgan James came in, and she came up to my game. I didn't know who she was either. And they told me, and I said, oh, well, there's a dealer over there. Her name is Morgan, which is very unusual for a woman, you know, the first name Morgan. So it's just strange coincidence that this Morgan James singer that she mentioned she was listening to came in around the same time and came up to my game, too.
But they weren't there. Hold on, we have to take a break here. They weren't there at the table together, correct? They were at different times.
No, it was different times.
Okay, I think I saw this Morgan James years ago. Anyhow, on a video, and this is very fascinating. We have to take a little break here at the top of the hour, Jack. This is the second meeting. When you met them the second time in Palm Springs, you sat down, you and your wife sat down at the table with them, correct?
We were at a different table, across the aisle from them. They were on the outside balcony.
Close enough to chat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How did you feel inside? Did you feel like these were kind of old or prior acquaintances that you felt comfortable or familiar with in any way?
No, you know, the impression of the guy was that he was, you know, now looking back at it in hindsight, my impression is that the guy was human. I think he was like a human guide, and because they're always in twos. Every time you meet them, they're always in pairs of twos. And in my experiences anyway, it seems like the second person with them is a human.
Okay.
So I don't know why that is.
All right, very good. Well, it kind of makes sense. They need a custodian of sorts to help them along. Driving 140 miles an hour is not real smart, etc. Okay, we're going to pause, and I'm sure they're listening to this, or will be. And if any of you out there from Venus have an extra little bit of time, stop by. Love to talk to you. This is really fun. Thank you. Hold on a minute, Jack. We'll take a break and come right back and continue. I have another hour to go. Fabulous story.